maintaining that when Mashiach will come, nothing will change, the Rambam has a challenge to deal with. Do we not know that when Mashiach comes, Yeshayahu HaNavi, Isaiah describes it as a time that the wolf will lie with the lamb? No issue, says Rambam. Mashal v'chida. This can be understood in parabolic terms. It's just a metaphor. The Jewish people, after all, are likened to a sheep surrounded by hungry wolves. And so this means, Sheyiyu Yisrael Yeshvin Levetach Imri Shegoyim. It means that the Jewish people will be able to dwell peacefully, safely, and securely with nations who have been aggressive, wicked, and warlike. The Rebbe asks a question. The Rambam would seem to have a challenge to these words that comes far sooner than the prophecies, the nevuah of Isaiah, Yeshayahu HaNavi. After all, in Toras Moshe, in the end of the third book, in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, the Torah speaks about the future, and there it describes a world that doesn't have wild animals. V'hishbati chaya ra min ha'aretz. Literally, Hashem says, I will remove wild beasts from the land. The Rebbe says clearly, the Rambam felt this wasn't really a challenge. And that might be in the manner of the way Ramban Nachmanides explains this pasuk. He says that it's possible that the meaning of no wild animals is shelo yovoyu chayes rois ba'artzachem, that wild animals will not invade settled and urbane areas. Because the people will have so much abundance of good, and because the cities will be filled with people, so it means on a literal level that the that wild animals will not invade the settled area where people live. And yet, when it comes to the words of Yeshayahu HaNavi, there is no way to explain them simply, and so the Rambam reverts to the notion that all of this must be a metaphor. Of course, as we will learn in future episodes, there is a possibility that this could be literal as well. Stay tuned.